Star pulled into Wade's driveway just as the sun was rising over the hedgerows of red cedars. The instant she turned off the ignition, the kids freed themselves from their seatbelts and scrambled out of the car. Hauling backpacks and McDonald's bags, they raced one another to the back door. Shadow, Wade's black Labrador retriever, romped to meet them and trotted behind, sniffing the brown paper bags bearing the golden arches.
"Mama got you an egg McMuffin, Wade!"
Danica shouted into the crisp March air. Star grabbed the tote with her painting supplies and the paper sack that held Wade's breakfast and started up the brick walk. Her gaze lifted to the second floor of the house she and Wade were restoring. She sure would be glad when August came and she could wake up in this house every morning beside the man she loved. He stood holding the screen door open for her, looking droopy-eyed and disheveled, and handsome as all get out.
"Good morning, sunshine," she said, standing on tiptoe to receive his kiss.
She took in a whiff of the delicious aroma wafting from the kitchen.
"Oh, good. I was hoping you made coffee. I didn't buy any.
Here." She held out the McDonald's bag. "Breakfast is served." Wade peeked into the bag and inhaled an appreciative breath. Star started up the back stairs to the kitchen, where she could hear the kids fighting over their favorite juice cup. But Wade caught her elbow and pulled her back down.
"Come here, you."
He drew her into his arms, and she melted into his embrace.
"Thanks for breakfast."
Who needs breakfast?"
she whispered into his cotton shirt. "How are you this morning?"
"Much better now,"
he said, pulling away and looking into her eyes. A piercing screech came from the kitchen.
"Mom!"
Star let out a low growl and disentangled herself from Wade's arms.
"I'd better go mediate."
She stomped up the stairs and into the kitchen.
"Okay, what is going on in here?"
"I had the blue cup first, and Bo grabbed it right out of my hand,"
Lacey accused.
"She did not," Bo shouted. "I called it before she even saw it."
"Bo, get your muddy shoes off the table. Good grief, were you born in a barn? Look at that mud."
"I had it first, Mom, I swear."
"We don't swear, Bo. And quit changing the subject. Feet down, now."
Lacey took advantage of the diversion to pounce on her brother and wrest the coveted cup from his grip. Unfortunately, it had orange juice in it, which spewed across the table and splashed Danica full in the face. She opened her mouth and let out a high-pitched wail. Star grabbed the offending cup from Lacey's hands.
"Give me that."
She stormed to the sink, dumped out the rest of the juice, and ceremoniously tossed the plastic cup into the trash can under the counter. Danica's crying stopped instantly. All three children gasped as one. It was all Star could do to keep a straight face.
"That was Wade's," Bo said, mouth still agape. "You can't throw it away."
"You just don't worry about the cup, Buster. Now go get a towel and help Danny clean up."
A dull ache started behind her eyes, and she rubbed her temples hard.
"Lacey, get the dishcloth and wipe off the table. Don't miss any spots, or it'll be a sticky mess. And wipe up the mud from Bo's shoes while you're at it."
"What? Why do I have to clean up his mess?"
"Just do it."
Wade appeared in the doorway.
"What happened?"
he asked over a bite of Egg McMuffin, seemingly oblivious to the fact that his kitchen was in total chaos.
"Mama threw your blue cup in the trash,"
Lacey tattled, hands on hips.
"Oh, she did she? Well, good for her. I'm tired of hearing you guys fight over it all the time."
Another collective gasp. Wade winked at Star over the top of the three towheads. She turned away, rinsing out the dishcloth Lacey had used, fighting to curb her laughter. Wade clapped his hands.
"Come on now, guys. Eat. Hustle up. I've got to get to work. Preferably sometime today."